CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. In what could be a sign of a break in the trade war, President Trump touts an agreement framework with China. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
What we know right now is what the president posted on True Social this morning, which is that a deal is done. It's subject to final approval. But he said full magnets and any necessary rare earths will be supplied up front by China. Likewise, the U.S. will provide China with what was agreed to. This is in regards to access to markets and engine access as well to certain plane engine parts that China had wanted access to. Trump also said this includes that Chinese students using colleges and universities will be able to still do that.
The government says inflation picked up a slight bit last month, consumer prices increasing 2.4% compared to 1 year ago. CBS's Jill Schlesinger has a look at the grocery store.
Meat, poultry, fish, and eggs, your favorite proteins, were down 0.4% month over month. But eggs are still up 41.5% from a year ago. Those prices should start to moderate.
A dusk-to-dawn curfew now in place in Los Angeles after days of anti-ICE protests. Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Russell Honoré tells CBS News the move by President Trump to call in Marines and the National Guard seemed unwarranted.
The police have this under control, so I think the president is moved very early and aggressively by deploying the Guard, mobilizing the California Guard, and sending the Marines. And
President Trump says his deployment of troops in L.A. could be just the start, and other cities should take notice. San Antonio Mayor Ron Nuremberg supports peaceful protests.
I want to acknowledge the anger and frustration that's out there with the federal government's crude interpretations of immigration law and cruel approach to human rights.
Writing on social media, Elon Musk says he regrets some of his posts last week about President Trump. He says they went too far. Their feud erupted after Musk left Washington and attacked Trump's budget bill. A federal jury has convicted a Florida man who posed as a flight attendant.
The Justice Department says starting in 2018, 35-year-old Teron Alexander falsely claimed to be a flight attendant with seven airlines. Using 30 fake badge numbers and hire dates, he logged on to an airline's employee flight booking system to reserve more than 120 free flights. The jury found him guilty of wire fraud and unlawfully entering a secure airport area under false pretenses. He faces up to 30 years in prison when he's sentenced in August. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 149 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Water rescue just got faster and safer in Racine County thanks to the introduction of the Emily device. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says Emily is a battery-powered floating rescue tool that can be deployed from shore or boat. It can quickly navigate to those struggling in the water, providing immediate flotation. Sheriff's Office officials say four Emily units are now operational, supporting lifeguards, dive teams, and water patrols. Prison time was announced this week in a drug-related robbery and homicide case in Racine from 4 years ago. Christopher Martinez will serve 22 years in prison for his role in the fatal shooting of James Hamilton during what investigators say was a planned robbery at a Monroe Avenue home. Two others were allegedly involved, including Christopher's brother, Jonathan. He's serving 20 years. The case against another man involved remains open. Demonstrators in Milwaukee rallied yesterday to protest President Trump's immigration policies. Hundreds marched to the federal offices and chanted for what they call justice. Additional protests are scheduled in Racine, Kenosha, Brookfield, and several other Wisconsin cities this Saturday. That's to coincide with a military parade in Washington. A Racine County school got the better of one from Kenosha County in the state baseball tournament. Read all about the high school action from this week and a preview of what's to come online. Go deeper with high school sports at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
The Packers minicamp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Day two of the Packers minicamp, GM Brian Gutekunst spoke to reporters on the practice field, saying although the team held firm on their offer to Jaire Alexander, the two sides met in person on Sunday before the decision to release him.
Well, I think we wanted to give it as much time as, again, he's a really good player. And, you know, I think as he came in, had really good conversations with him on Sunday, and I just kind of felt this was always best.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today. The crew with a 4-1 win last night over Atlanta, thanks to home runs by Jake Bowers and Jackson Churio on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio into center, well struck, it is back and it is gone!
Manager Pat Murphy.
A lot of good performances, great to see Churio. William Contreras was great on both ends. Bowers hit the big homer.
In golf, Peyton Albers of Wanakee, the winner of the Division I Boys State High School Golf Tournament. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Put a smile on Dad's face this Father's Day with a gift from O&H Danish Bakery. O&H's Whiskey Kringle is guaranteed to please. It has a filling of whiskey-infused caramel, and it's topped with buttery streusel, a honey whiskey glaze with a touch of smoke, and drizzled with vanilla icing. Dad will love it. Of course, there's O&H's traditional banana cream pie and a special Father's Day tort he'll love too. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Mostly sunny and summery today. High temperatures climbing to the low 80s. And a small chance of showers and thunderstorms late tonight, mainly overnight. A few could linger early tomorrow morning. It'll be partly sunny and cooler tomorrow too, highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 80 degrees at our studio.
We got your rest of the story with Paul Harvey in 30 seconds, sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue. Racine.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com. Where you go to get your life back.
Now, the rest of the story. Producer E.C. Seeger, S-E-G-A-R, was always tinkering with his productions, changing this, lengthening that, taking something else out altogether. Some said that was why his Thimble Theater was so successful. Seeger was never quite satisfied. January 17, 1929... right in the middle of a successful run, Seeger added a character to his Thimble Theater cast. Brought him in right out of the blue. And the character was so different from the others that dialogue and story, even the tone of the entire production, had to be changed. Seeger may have been inclined to experiment, but he did have his cautious side. And for this reason, he informed a few trusted friends of his intention. "You're going to do what?" was the reply he heard most often. And then he would repeat, "The leading lady and the leading man want to take a cruise, so they charter this boat, but the skipper is incorrigible, dependable but incorrigible. He and the heroine are at odds from the beginning, and then at one point the skipper orders her to the ship's galley. She calls him a bilge rat." It was usually about here in the story that people objected to Seeger. Not that it was a bad scene, they would say diplomatically, but they would add, It's just so different from what they had come to expect from Thimble Theater. And for the first time in his career, E.C. Segar began losing confidence in one of his ideas before the public had a chance to judge for themselves. Okay, the producer finally said, he would do the shipboard sketch once, and then after that it was back to the kind of material he knew best. But sometimes, particularly if you have the right touch, your worst ideas turn out better than your best ones. For no sooner did folks see that episode about the boy and the girl and the very strange sea captain than E.C. Segar was approached en masse with one entreaty: keep the old skipper in the story. It took 10 years for E.C. Segar to have complete faith in what had begun as an incidental addition. But by then, the character who had so rudely intruded on Thimble Theater production had the company all to himself. For once upon a storyline, there was a place called Thimble Theater, which was neither a theater nor even a place. It was a comic strip. Back during the Depression, Thimble Theater ran in 600 newspapers in the funnies. But now, should you ever read in the annals of American commercial art the name of a chronically dissatisfied cartoonist, Thimble Theater's producer E.C. Segar, you will remember that January day in 1929 when a cartoon leading man named Ham Gravy and his cartoon girlfriend Olive Oil first met an irascible seafarer whose name is now known throughout the seven seas. By the way, he also got the girl. This unlikely hero, are you ahead of me? This unlikely hero with the corncob pipe and the bulging forearms and the craving for spinach, this funny paper sailor man, you came to know as Popeye. Only now you know the rest of the story.
He had me at olive oil. Paul Harvey, the rest of the story, twice daily on WRJN. The first time, 7:25 with Don Rosen, the amazing award-winning Don Rosen, and at 12:05 to kick off the afternoon here on WRJN.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
Here come old flat top, here come that's the way it must be. Okay, I guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Well, news and timeless hits WRJN. How many times are you going to hit the lakefront for a festival or whatever, or downtown Racine for that matter, this summer? For all of the events that are happening there, we'd like to know, and you can tell us anonymously with You're the Judge, sponsored by Hog Lawyer, 888-999-6644. Okay, how many of Racine's downtown or lakefront festivals are you planning to attend? We'd like to know. Let us know anonymously, like I said, at WRJN.com.
Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. Give Dad the gift of sweetness with Linda Sugar Bliss, Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. From yummy cookies to stunning cakes and pastries that melt in your mouth, it's the kind of gift every dad deserves. Made from scratch, baked with love, and just like Dad used to sneak out of Grandma's kitchen. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Escape to the hidden gem of the Midwest, Chula Vista Resort. Relax with modern comforts and breathtaking views. Thrill into water parks and swing into championship golf. Savor diverse dining options. Book your summer retreat now. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Racine, get ready. Charlie's Cheesesteaks is opening the first week of June at 4700 Washington Avenue to serve up flavor and opportunity. From sizzling cheesesteaks and that good old summertime lemonade to wash it down, Charlie's favorites are coming to town. They can't do it without you. Now hiring cooks and cashiers who bring the heat and hospitality. Send your resume to charlies2778@gmail.com and join the team. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, joining the neighborhood with great food and great people.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Racine Harborfest is back to rock the lakefront this Friday and Saturday. Two unforgettable days of nonstop fun, mouthwatering food, and live music. Friday night kicks off with the electrifying sounds of Feels Like the First Time, a tribute to Foreigner.
For the very first time.
Then on Saturday, it's High Octane Country from Bella King. Tickets are still available. Get yours now at RacineHarborFest.com. Don't miss this legendary lakefront party this Friday and Saturday. Racine Harborfest, presented by Coors Light. Please celebrate responsibly.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure you're cool all summer long and call Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today, 262-989-1001, 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Collect new Brewers swag designed by Wisconsin artists at T-Shirt Tuesdays presented by Hupie and Abraham. Be one of the first 10,000 at the game on July 8th. for a special shirt by Lost Files Clothing. Get tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
I'll be coming home, right.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Sad news to report, just received word, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys has passed away. He was 82. More about this tomorrow on my show. I'll have an interview with a member of the Beach Boys talking about Brian and the contribution he made. Right now, let's get you an update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Prison time was announced this week in a drug-related robbery and homicide case in Racine from 4 years ago. Christopher Martinez will serve 22 years in prison for his role in the fatal shooting of James Hamilton during what investigators say was a planned robbery at a Monroe Avenue home. Two others were allegedly involved, including Christopher's brother, Jonathan. He's serving 20 years. The case against another man involved remains open. A high-tech rescue device is helping Racine County responders save lives on the water. The Emergency Integrated Life-Saving Lanyard is called Emily for short. It's a remote-controlled buoy. It's easily visible in orange, and when driven to a victim, there are handles to grab onto so they can stay afloat. The Racine County Sheriff's Office now has four Emily units stationed with lifeguards, dive teams, and water patrol crews. Racine streets will come alive this weekend. The city is gearing up for the return of Harbor Fest, the Juneteenth parade and party, and the Lighthouse Run. That race is back for its 47th year this Saturday. The famous race, starting at Festival Park, features runs for all ages and raises funds for the Racine Family YMCA and other local charities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
All roads lead to Ferraro's, where tasty pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, perfect for every lunch and dinner craving. This June, Ferraro's invites you to savor the flavor of their margarita pizza, a golden olive oil paste layered with fresh mozzarella and sweet Roma tomatoes. Straight out of the oven, it's garnished with fresh basil and a drizzle of balsamic glaze. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily folded.
Yeah, streaming is a very convenient thing. However, due to our contract with the ball club, WRJN can only carry the game on the air, not on our stream. So, with that being said, we're going to continue to play the timeless hits on the stream while the game is on the air. Find the whole ball game in its entirety on WRJN AM 1400, 99.9 FM, or 98.1 FM in Kenosha. We've got the game on the air while the timeless hits play on the stream.
Thank you. For nearly 100 years, WRJN has been Racine's hometown station, still on 1400 AM. You can also hear us on 99.9 and 98.1 FM. Our commitment to local news remains strong. Our commitment to local events and groups is growing. We're working hard to earn our place as Racine's go-to source for all things local. From news to shopping to timely information you need to stay in touch with the city and county. From Radio Park, it's local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just a baby in disguise, and though you know that it's wrong to be alone with me, that come on looking.
I'm sure she wonders where you are. Get out of here before I have the time to change my mind. Cause I'm afraid we'll go too far. Oh, yonder, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better under, you're much too younger. Younger, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN and The Ball Game. However, The Ball Game's not here on the stream because by contract we can only air it on the radio. If you're looking for The Ball Game, you'll find it on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, or 98.1 FM in Kenosha. The contract says it's fine on the radio, but not on the stream. In the meantime, we've got more timeless hits until the game is done.
Say goodnight and stay. seems the more we talk about it, it only makes it worse to live.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. Met him in a sale in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke ran out, he talked of life, he talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance while he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and he traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk for drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head,